Eileen Harrop, Reverend Eileen Harrop, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Well, here we are in the glorious surroundings of St. Anne's Church. Could you please give me a little bit of background to the events that are taking place this coming weekend?
Well, yes, it's really all very exciting because it's come about due to the spirit of desiring to work together. When the growers came to planning their annual horticultural show, they spoke to the town council, and the town council said, shall we just get on with how we've always done it? Or are there thoughts that you've got that you feel would make this year something different, special, more? And really, it's the spirit of working together that has grown in Bishop Auckland. So we've got Auckland Castle Trust, who are working alongside the town council, the town team, and of course the growers are all part of that in this event. And St. Anne's Church being right at the centre of the marketplace, right next to the town hall, we've been working completely closely with Auckland Castle Trust, the town hall, the town team, town council as well. So I was approached as the entrepreneur priest of Bishop Auckland, to say, shall we throw open the doors again of St. Anne's Church so that we could have something to celebrate growth, produce of the ground, the best that we can offer. And the church is all part of this. And of course, the answer's got to be yes. It's yes because clearly, as a church, we give thanks for God's gift to the world of all that grows from the earth. Our event is on Saturday as well as Sunday because we take the produce from the horticultural show and we even have an invention challenge so that using some of what is, you know, being shown, we have creations and displays from that that say, you know, creativity is inspired by the best that we can give, can provide. And so we've got Encounters with Hope. That's our event, Saturday and Sunday. And we end that with a service of blessing and praise. You know, so everyone can sing our hearts out. We can pray and give thanks to God. We even have a dance celebrating the beauty of the earth. The service obviously is going to be in the church, but the dance is going to be on the chancel. It's a raised part of the church in front.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have a dance with color and with huge silk flags and so on. And I don't think that Bishop Auckland's actually seen it before, seen anything like it before. And so it's a service with a difference.
You could say that.
Hey, it's a service with a difference. And, you know, during the 2 days before we have that celebration of the service and invention challenge, we've already invited children to submit their photographs. Submit your photographs this week. Mm-hmm. Come on Thursday when the church is open from 9 o'clock to 2:30. Bring your photographs, blow them up to A4 size, preferably put a backing card, you know, cardboard card to it so that it can be stiff and it can be mounted. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And take a photograph of any flower, any vegetable, any fruit, especially what you see just growing around. And all I can say is that I'm sure they are all going to be great. Everyone's going to get a prize in some way. And so we've got categories for children. Entry is free. Just take your photograph and bring it here. It's free to enter. And any child of school age from year 1 to year 13 can enter. And we'll just sort of, we want to be fair. So year 1 to year 3, one category, years 4 to year 7, another. And then the older children, do something really creative and interesting. Years 8 to years 13. And just bring your photos, print them, and you'll never know, you know, what you're going to get from that. And prize winners, well, the prizes will be announced and prizes are going to be presented on Sunday around 2:30. Now, in addition to that, we've got another competition, which anyone who's watched Great British Bake Off, particularly this new season, you'd have an idea. Because we would like children to make cupcakes that look like flowers, or maybe they can look like fruit or vegetable, and submit them for a competition here. And again, I think everyone's going to win a prize. We just need to discover all the creativity that comes from that. Families or groups of adults, you've also got a chance to compete. Because if you can make a cake no more than 12 by 12, either round or you know, square, and it could be decorated to look like a basket of vegetables or perhaps like a vase with flowers, anything, but to decorate a cake that celebrates the wonders and beauties of flowers, fruit and veg.
I love the way it says on your poster here, show us your artistic and creative cakey flair.
Absolutely. Creative cakey flair. Mm. And to encourage everyone to want to do this, we're actually going to have a stall in the church that would have cupcakes decorated like that and also made with fruit and veg flavors. And you can come along and buy these cupcakes and take them away, all of them, £1 each. So they're really, really worth coming to have a taste of. And so lots of things going on. We've also got 3 very special floral sculptures and displays. One of them is a huge display, 5 foot by 5 foot. And it's a display by disabled people to show you what those who have got disabilities can do, can display, and what they appreciate about fruits, flowers, and vegetables. We've got another display that's really special because it is what we called a wildlife-loving garden, sustainable planting that would encourage wildlife, encourage pollination, encourage bees. And also, if you want to know what a bug hotel or a bug house looks like, you've got to come and see, because we're going to have that as well. The other thing that we've got, which is really special to the church, we've got a cross of hope, a cross with photographs of the best in flowers and all that we are blessed with from the earth. A cross that has got all these photographs underneath it would be a display that is the Garden of Eden, paradise. Mm. And so we've got this cross of hope, come and see. And the last display we've got is actually what churches are extremely good at. You know how we've got flower festivals, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And so a church from Teesdale, right in the rural heart of our diocese, is coming to show what hope looks like in a display of flowers. St. Anne's Primary School have been the experts teaching us at church how to pray. They are going to set up 2 prayer spaces or prayer stations, and it's what the children have designed. And in this prayer station, they're going to encourage people to put little prayers of hopes and wishes for the world, for ourselves in Bishop Auckland, for our families, and it's going to be really creative. I have no idea what these 2 amazing prayer spaces are going to look like, but St. Anne's Primary School youngsters are going to set it up in St. Anne's Church so that we've got that for the Saturday and Sunday.
Sounds lovely. I'm sure it's something they'll be very proud of too.
So that's really what it is. Encounters of hope, the glories of God's gift to the world, Saturday, 23rd of September, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and Sunday, September 24th, 12:30 to 3:15. And then after that, our service of blessing and praise. We are going to be able to ask for people to consider donating to, obviously the event is free, but as they come to the church, and particularly during the service, we have put out an appeal that the Archbishop of Canterbury has launched called the Mustard Seed Appeal. In the Gospel of Mark, we have a verse from Jesus that says that we as a church and as a Christian people is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. Because what the mustard seed appeal is all about is recognizing that there are those who are struggling for various reasons to actually live sufficiently well, in a sense that they might be hungry, they might for some reason or other be experiencing some level of poverty. And many of these have got themselves into, people have got themselves into debt because they thought that perhaps they needed to borrow money in order to tide them over something. But then that debt has just grown and grown and grown out of control. And so part of what we're doing is to say that we have ways to help people find their way out of debt. And we will provide that help. We will collect money for the mustard seed appeal that goes into helping people in such a situation.
Reverend Eileen Harrop, thank you very much indeed for that comprehensive cover of the events taking place this weekend.
Yeah.